that's new? Go on. I know you've been here before.
Widgets would be good.
Widgets?
Engagement Center.
What are those?
Things like Twitter, maybe status updates, little quick notes about Twitter and what's going on around you in Facebook, potentially.
Who else wants to see widgets? You're a popular man. Has anyone come from outside of the country to tonight, by the way? Oh, shit. Oh, God, that's scary. Sorry.
Siri on iPad, iOS 6. How about that?
Siri on Mac.
What?
Right, who would like to see Siri on Mac? Hands in the air if you want to see Siri on Mac.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I haven't introduced the panel. We're going to broadcast tonight. We are broadcasting on the British Tech Network, which is a brilliant series of podcasts. And this is Ewan Rankin, who runs that network. Say hello to Ewan.
Hello, everyone. We're already broadcasting, mate.
Are we?
Yeah, we're going for the warning. Chat room's filling.
Oh, no. Right, so... and we're also, Chris, the lovely model here, is acting as our camera, roving camera for tonight.
Chris needs to slow down a little bit. It's like being on a roundabout.
So we're broadcasting live to the world on British Tech Network. We're doing this better than any US podcasting company out there. And we're broadcasting you lot in the pub, watching the WDC keynote live with a beer, and they're all jealous of us. That's why we get live on TUAW. Yay! That's the type of roar we want tonight, because remember, we are representing the UK, and we're going to kick some, okay? Right, what time is it?
It's Dave.
Yes.
There are two W's in WWDC, by the way.
Is it not W? WDC. No, what's the phrase that some people
worldwide
are using? We've talked about iOS 6. Chris, okay, for the internet tonight,
can you make sure the screen doesn't go
you
dead,
can
mate?
Use the Heineken pub internet, please. We are also using the Wi-Fi on the Heineken pub internet. Ewan is using our locked down Wi-Fi that Elmwood provides to this building. So hopefully his stream keeps up and down. If we do have problems with the whole stream going down for the whole pub, as in the streams at the front, then we may ask people to come off the Heineken. But let's see how it goes, eh? Right, we've covered iOS 6 and what people want to see. Anything else that people want to see on iOS 6? iPads login? Can I sing Slave to the Rhythm yet? Can I sing Slave to the Rhythm?
No, because you haven't got a hula hoop.
I've got a hula hoop. I've brought a hula hoop.
You're kidding. Still the keynote. I'll pay for this.
Did everyone enjoy the Jubilee, by the way? Yeah. It's good, wasn't it? I thought it was brilliant.
He's already lost. He's already forgotten what he's going to be doing.
Okay, yeah. What is the football score? Does anyone know? 1-1, I'm told. It's a football score, if anyone wants to know. We did have some people contact us, actually, asking if we were going to show the football on one screen. I did say no, because I think every other pub in London or the UK is showing the football. So I decided that we're not going to show the football, because everyone else is showing everything else. Right, who's new here? Right, I'm coming to get you.
Carlson, yeah.
I'm going right into the bowels of the pub. Hello, sir, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Hattie Kadam Singh, and I'm the creator of the Sound One app.
You need to say it a lot more times than that. Which app are you creator of?
I'm the creator of the Sound One app. It's the first real, organic, motion-sensitive musical instrument for the iPhone. And one of the things I'd like to see out of the new updates, it's kind of probably not the most newsworthy, but just... more improvements to the sensors, make them more accurate, make them faster. Also, the ability, like, you can track rotations, and it sort of keeps track of it, but you can't track translations, and you can make some really cool apps and musical instruments, especially for me, if you could kind of, you know, move it sideways, and it knows you move 6 inches to the right or 6 inches to the left.
So is that a software update or is that an iOS? Is that a core system update? Is it to enable you to do that?
Yeah, well, when they went from iOS 4 to iOS 5, they made improvements to the core motion to make it. All of it was already there, and they just made it a little bit more stable. So I'm hoping that they make it even more stable and add just a little bit more that you can do with it.
How long have you been developing for iOS?
About 6, I guess about 9 months now.
And have you joined for being a member of LMUG yet?
Sorry?
Have you joined of being a member of London Mac User Group yet?
Have I joined? What?
Sorry? Do you know why you're here? Where's your money?
Yes, London Mac User Group. I've come to just see what all the hype is about and to hopefully show off my creation, which is the SoundWand app.com. You can check it out or search SoundWand, SoundWand.
Sorry, I missed that. Say that again.
Thank you.
So how did you find out about tonight?
Meetup.com.
Oh, Meetup. Okay. Just on my cable, just on the pub. Don't stand on it because I'm going to trip on it. If I just grab it. Stand up, Chris. How did everyone find out about tonight? Can I have your hands up if you're... I told you. If you found out through Meetup, put your hand up. No one. One person. Oh, excellent. Two people. Who else found out through TUAW? Who hasn't been before? Hello. High five.
And behind you.
And what's your name?
Marguerite.
Yes. You signed up for Meetup.
I did.
You did?
Because I didn't know if I had to officially represent myself. So I found out from the unofficial Apple blog, and then I went to Meetup because I belong to Meetup.com, and I found it there. Well, I didn't find it from Meetup. I found it first from the...
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
This is how we do it. All right? Enjoy it. Just coming back through. Has anything been announced yet?
Well, the keynote started, and it's just reviewing some of the things that have gone on. There's been a crap joke so far about ice cream sandwich and jelly roll or jelly bean or something like that, Ben and Jerry's. So he's in a playful mood.
Who is?
Old Tim.
Tim, can you hear us at the back or not? Not very well. Can you say yes or no if you can hear me? Or I guess it's a no if you can. Can you put your hand up if you can hear me? Okay, you can hear me. I'll just try and turn it up a little
just
bit.
Just ignoring you, Steve.
I know. I will risk
that
feedback.
The mic in front of it.
Tim Cook on stage. Siri is done. Tim Cook is on stage.
Okay. Is that... I turned the mic off that time. Right, so far we've just got Tim on the stage just making fun of Samsung. Is that right?
Google.
Because you can't sue Siri. So what does everyone reckon tonight? Hands up if it's going to be iOS 6 announced. See, that was a test just to see if your hands can go up in the air. Hands up if you think it will be the release date of Mountain Lion. Okay, new iPhone, yes or no?
No.
No? All right.
Steve, in the interest of the podcast, do you want to gauge that response?
Oh, sorry, sorry. Right. Well, I'm just going to speak to this man. You, sir. Hello. Have you been before?
No.
How did you find out about this?
I just saw it on the web.
Oh, what website?
Oh, various, you know, RSS reader thing. No.
Oh, various. We did a good job then if we got various responses.
Meeting, something like that.
Brilliant, okay. What are you hoping for tonight in terms of for release, if anything?
The new Mac Pro.
New Mac Pro. Anyone else want a new Mac Pro? Yeah. And what do you want to be specced into that Mac Pro if it is released?
Oh, just the new Ivy Bridge processor. That'd be cool.
Do you want it stackable like Mr. McAllister wants it stackable? A friend of ours.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. I already had one in a rack, so.
Oh, this man's showing off over here about his stackable MacBook Pros.
So,
what's your name?
Matt Rivers.
Cheers.
Okay.
Tim Cook is going through the 23rd WWDC event that's sold out in an hour and 43 minutes, allegedly. They've got attendees from 60 different countries, and they've got a lot of sessions planned, over 112 and 125 labs, and over 1,000 Apple engineers in the process. So he said that they've got an exciting week ahead of them. You said there was some secret sessions.
Yeah, this WDC is the first one. Well, no. They have all of the events published at WDC beforehand. I'm trying to stand in a way of not covering all these screens. So they normally publish the schedule about what they're going to talk about. And they do keep some of those sessions secret. And I believe that on this WDC, there's an awful lot of secret events that they've not released the name of.
Untitled
events that have not been named. And this has led to speculation over what they could be. If they release the new programming language, that's something that they could then release the details on.
So, yeah, the Tim is obviously going developers here by saying we've given you $5 billion back in sales from App Store. They've done 30 billion downloads, and they've written developers' checks of $5 billion, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's a live feed. Just going back to the story about the unannounced lectures and sessions, this could be to do with a new software system or software language that they've announced. It could be to do with Apple TV SDK, if they could announce that. It could be to do with something that programmers need to know about. So hopes are high. Have you lot just come down from the football, by the way? It's just got a lot busier. Expectations are completely unrealistic.
Can anyone bring me a beer?
I can't get anywhere near the bar. You can't actually get...
Right. So, Tim Cook so far has announced he's given $5 billion to developers, including our good friend at the back there, who we've met now. What app was it that you wrote?
Well, he can buy me a drink then.
Sound? Have you got a good percentage of that 5 billion? Careful on your answer. Have you got a good percentage of that 5 billion? Tim Cook's just saying that he's... Are you paying attention to the fun here? He's just saying he's given $5 billion to developers. So I'm just asking, are you one of those?
No.
Okay. So, has he just said he's buying everyone a drink?
No, that was me. My throat.
Do we know what... Okay, so Apple are now showing a video of their love for developers. Is that right?
Developers.
Williams, what?
Norwegian Developers Conference.
Norwegian Developers Conference.
They had a song, and in their song, they had the lyric, something about micro and soft, unlike our penises.
Which bit of that have I got a bleep?
I don't think I think you cleaned it up. It just wasn't very funny.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not upstairs. That's the back of the crowd just getting excited over the developer video.
Pietro, if we want to turn it off because that's on the screen.
So who wants an Apple TV SDK then? Yeah? No? Why not? We've got two people debating heavily at the front here.
I'll tell you what, if this keynote is all about an Apple SDK...
For the TV.
We'll have Ron the hockey puck, we'll have a proper TV. That would be cool.
You think that'll be released tonight?
No, TV tonight.
That's what we need.
20 quid, it won't be.
He's only betting my 20 quid.
No, it won't be released tonight.
It won't be released. Okay. Does anyone else think the Apple TV will be announced or announced tonight? The Apple TV. I've got a man nodding at me or shaking his head. No? Wait there, I'm going to come grab you. Sorry, if you move, it means I have to come talk to you. Oh, Don't tread on the wire. So you don't think the Apple TV will be released?
No, I just don't think it's going to form part of Apple's hardware. I mean, they've got the iMac, they've got the big screens. I don't see them launching a TV. I just don't see it part of their hardware profile going forward.
What's your name, by the way?
Paul.
Are you a developer?
No.
So you've learned from the guy who said he was a developer and he's made lots of money. I'm only joking you. No, don't get mad at me. You're not mad, are you?
No, I'm not mad.
No, it's not mad yet. So you don't think they're going to bring out a TV at all?
No, no. I think Apple SDK on the actual Apple TV products, but not a new TV in itself.
Okay, excellent. Last time we did this, last time we did a keynote event, we had some people. Hello, Paul. How are you? This is Paul, our artist in residence. Say hello to Paul, everyone.
Hello, Paul.
Have you seen Paul's work? If anyone saw the video of the last keynote, or... Hey! Front page of iKai Creative. Well done, Paul. My expectations are high, though, because at the last keynote we had a couple turn up who were on their first date. So if you are a couple tonight and your first date, please let us know. Because I don't know if they ever actually got it on or not. Yeah. They wrote to me, so they fell out after our event. So
I wonder why.
Yeah, nothing to do with me. Are you on a date?
No, not really.
You're single?
Oh, no, I'm married.
You're married, okay. All right. Is the lady next to you on a date? Oh, okay. All right, I'll just try. She's ignoring me now. Scared her, sorry. What's going on the screen? Is it still a video? So on the screen, I'm told there's a video about how Apple's changed the world again. Or Spud. Oh.
He watches too much Bob the Builder, doesn't he?
What's blocking that?
What, the sperm on Bob the Builder?
Well, he called it Spud. I want to know why Chris Forsman's involved.
Right. Sure, was in the last keynote, they had the record of the number of videos that were shown, which was great for us trying to host it when there's a nice poncy video that I can't talk through. Thanks for the help there, panel.
Are you struggling?
No. I'm just going to try and grab my beer.
Good. Right, could you please describe that picture for us?
What, the sperm picture?
Yeah.
There's a picture of sperm on we've got three screens here. One on the left, one on the middle, one on the right-hand side. What are we showing? What blog is it on the right-hand side? The Verge. Never heard of that. Has anyone heard of The Verge?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't they have a number 10?
Oh, I'm getting castrated by the audience as a mass.
Castigated. I think you're not castrated.
Sorry. Castrated. On the left-hand screen, changing the subject from my slip of the word beginning with cat. Is that Engadget on the left-hand side?
That's Gadget, GDGT.
GDGT?
Steve?
Yes?
I think Chris fancies you.
I know.
All we've got is pictures of your arse and your crotch.
Is this what the chat room are telling you?
Kind of.
Is there any abuse in the chat room yet?
No, they're being very civil, actually. I expected a few more chips in of what you want. And you should be answering the questions, Sharon.
Thank you.
Come on.
And on the center screen, what have we got? Pedro? What? Ars Technica. Okay. Has the video finished yet? Right.
I'd like to point out as well that the feed from Ars Technica contains our very own Chris Forsman, who's...
What is the... For the people in the audience who don't know what the British Tech Network is, what is it?
We're a broadcast network who do technology primarily, but we've got a few other podcasts as well. If you go to britishtechnetwork.com, you'll see all the podcasts we've got on there. We've got Carl at the back there, who does one with a lady named Missy, in the States, which is all about the differences between the UK and the US. We've got an iOS show that's specifically aimed at a little bit more techie element of the developers and stuff, if you want to go there. And Mac Show on a Friday is the kind of the flagship show. We do roughly about 23,000-24,000 downloads of that a week, which is really cool. And we've got Big Show, which is just a general tech show. It's not Apple-based. So,
who listens to podcasts? Put your hands up if you do listen to podcasts.
I don't.
And what do you listen to? 5x5? Talk show. 5x5 talk show. Gruber just left it, didn't he? And went over to... Oh, it's his own, is it? Is Is there much love in the room for Twit and Matt Brake Weekly? Not. I've got no hands at the moment. One hand, two hands, three hands. Wow. Tim's back. Thank God for that. Right. Come on, Tim, give us some news. Who thinks it'll be new MacBook Pros? We've had a new MacBook. Somebody thinks it'll be a new... Sorry, Mac Pro. Mac Pro, MacBook Pros? Are they going to be the SSD plus hard drive versions?
I hope so.
Or are they just going to be respec'd? What do you think, Paul? Wait there, I'm coming to get you. Wait there, wait there, wait there, wait there, wait there. Wait there, wait there. Right, so, Paul...
I think it will just be a new spec tonight, but the real new one will be coming by January at the latest.
Really? It won't be the proper new one? Wait there. I want to get that excitement on, Mike.
No, they're now going to just talk about a platform for the developers to work on.
Bakerloo line, platform 6.
So... We want to deliver more innovation so you can take your ideas even further. Today, we're announcing new changes in our netbook lineup. New versions... Notebook lineup netbook. here's... No, he's not fat. He's not called Fatty Phil. He's not.
Who's it?
No, he's not. Don't say that, because I'll then fraudulently slip his name. Right, here comes Fat Phil on stage to talk about... Here comes Phil on stage to talk about his new... No, it doesn't say. Changes in our notebook lineup.
Give him a couple of minutes to
So
get
it then. Wouldn't be a boost, a spec boost, if it was just changes, would it? Okay, let's get to it. I'd like to invite... Oh, sorry. I'm reading now the wrong way. Who's got their wallet ready for a new MacBook? Oh, the man in blue has just come into the room. What's your name, sir? Sorry? Benjamin.
I'll take screenshots starting with the MacBook Air.
Do you need a MacBook Air, Benjamin?
It's just gone up in
possibly.
Price.
Possibly. Oh, all the netbooks. Oh, netbooks.
Airs are getting an upgrade as well, but that's all probably just going to be processor, no?
So what do you want to buy, Benjamin? What do you want to buy? A Mac Pro or MacBook Pro? A MacBook Pro.
Won't be called that, though, will it?
What do you need it to have? Should we see if Benjamin's going to buy a new laptop tonight? I don't want to put pressure on him. But what do you need it to have for you to get your wallet out tonight? Not much. If there is any single ladies in the room, go to Benjamin. He sounds like he's loaded. Right. We're going to update it with some great features. New CPUs, Ivy Bridge, up to 2 gig dual core. Third gen core, aka Ivy Bridge, up to 2 gigahertz dual core i7 turbo boost, up to 3.2, up to 8 gig of RAM and 60% faster graphics. Turbo boost. That's how you say it. It's not turbo boost. It's turbo boost. Up to 512 flash storage. So does that mean? No hard drive. Oh, is this the Air?
Yeah, this is just Air, but I mean, it's interesting that Benjamin's ready to part with his cash, but at a 512 storage, what's the price going to be on that? Are they just going to replace, do you think, with the existing price, or?
Benjamin, do you want a flash storage with an SSD and a normal hard drive? You do?
Well, you're not going to get an extra hard drive, Steve. It's the Air.
USB... 3. Benjamin, I think there's a lady trying to get in behind you on the stairs. No, Benjamin, there's a lady behind you trying to get in.
Okay, so there's no spinning media here, Steve. This is you're only going to get one flash drive that's welded onto the motherboard.
That's rubbish.
So you're going to get... This is Airs only.
Oh, it's not too bad then.
So you're only going to get one that's welded onto the motherboard. It's going to carry USB 3, admittedly, which is good. I think that's a bit of a cave-in that Thunder Chicken's not working. But also...
On the MacBook Air. Is that not new? Do they not have a MacBook fan?
Be interested to see what the option is on RAM as well.
So FaceTime HD 720p just been announced as well on the MacBook Air. What are you pointing at, Chris?
And that's an Ethernet port.
Yeah.
And a DVD drive? No, surely not.
What the heck is that? Is that the 11-inch MacBook Air with a inbuilt?
There's a picture on the Engadget feed here with an Ethernet port, a USB 2, a USB 3, and a DVD drive, and it cannot be an Air.
No, there's a.
No, that's right. Thank God.
No, just
yeah, they've compressed it into one single port.
So the USB 2 and the USB 3 is now one port.
Yeah,
that's clever.
Not really. Isn't USB 3 look exactly the same?
Yeah.
Woo! Can we get the specs up there, please?
Shipping today. Oh, Benjamin, shipping today, mate. Benjamin, do you want a MacBook Air? Shipping today? No. He doesn't want a MacBook Air.
Westfield shuts at 8, I think.
Westfield's still open. You could be on Oxford Street in half an hour. But they are going to say faster graphics. It's going to say times 8 or something, times 2 or times 4.
Just scroll up a little bit.
Right. So that was the MacBook Air. We're now talking about the MacBook Pros. So basically, the updates on the MacBook Air were the better camera, USB 3.
Yeah, now what's interesting here, Steve, and particularly for some of the heavier users and the devs in the room, is that according to the graphic that we've just seen here, there's no upgrade in the RAM whatsoever. All we've gone for is the upgraded processor and the USB 3 and the option of the 512. So, I mean, one of the things it could really do with is more RAM, no? So they've upped it to an option of 8 gig now instead of 4. So are these old... are these current specs or new specs?
Yeah, that's current.
Current.
That's the new one. This is Ivy Bridge.
So NVIDIA graphics.
1 gig of video memory as well.
1 gig of video memory. Sounds good.
On what?
On the new...
On the Pros, they went up to a gig anyway, didn't they?
They're already at a gig.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just heard from the audience. Who was that? The Vetna, this conversation. There was no announcement of Vetna, was there?
Yeah, so isn't it? Is it not?
MacBook Retina. The Air is now available at 15-inch. Where's Benjamin? Benjamin, 15-inch? Yes? Have we got a sale? MacBook Air, 15-inch? God, you'll buy anything. Can I have one? Oh, sorry, MacBook Air. Oh, sorry, Benjamin. It's not a MacBook Air 15-inch, mate. Put your wallet away. It's MacBook Pro 15-inch.
Right. So, I mean, can we just scroll back down through these and see if we have got an 8 gig upgrade to MacBook Air, or whether that was the 13-inch MacBook Pro?
That's the Air, I think.
But that would be an upgrade. They're not giving it as cool.
Oh, Carl, have you been to the bar? Carl, have you been to the bar? Have you been to the bar? Do they not have trays? I'll give you my money. So it looks like there's no 17-inch for the MacBook Pro at the moment. Looks like there is a new model of some type. We have a new, something covered in a black cloth. Nice.
Lots of oohs and ahs.
Jobs would be proud. It's a new, come on audience, what is it? 15-inch iPad.
It's a MacBook Pro in a box.
Come on, it's a new. Come on, Apple. With the MacBook Air, the team did something bold, with an aggressive and embracing new tech. We also got the stuff for the trending out that enabled them to build something bold: the next generation MacBook Pro. Oh, Benjamin, there's a next generation. Oh, okay, the wallet out, mate. Wait there, Benjamin, I'm coming to talk to you, mate. Help me out with the specs as they're announced.
Okay.
I'm going to see if Benjamin gets his wallet out while I talk to him.
So in summary then, we've got a slight upgrade to the specs in the Air, and we've got an upgrade to the specs in the standard Mac Pro line. There was nothing there that said it was going to be smaller until now. And we're just wondering what the black sheet is.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can we just hang on a second, because there's something being revealed over here. And it's a... That looks like a white MacBook.
Right. Oh, God, there's... Are you old enough to drink?
How old do you think I am?
Oh, today, about 16?
So what have we got here?
I'm at the back of the pub now. It's quite busy down here. Benjamin.
Can we see what's on the... Under this?
Are you... So you're in the... are you in the market for new MacBook Pro?
Yeah, preferably the new version.
So, Ewan, what's on the new one?
Well, they've only just shown a picture of it, and it's not really come out yet. But
we can't hear you at the back.
There is a big... it's not thin. I mean, it's equivalent to Phil. But
Paul, can you turn this up, please? So I can't hear Ewan at all.
No. Well, just worried about feeding back, that's all. But
yeah, can't hear at the back.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very thin screen that's showing on the picture, and then there's a standard MacBook Pro body with it. Phil's pinching it, which he can talk. This thing is as thick as a fairly thin piece of card, I would say.
So it's 0.71 inches thick.
Very thin.
Hello. What's your name?
Katie Mills.
Hello, Katie Mills.
Gareth.
wife of Darren. Darren, your wife's here. Gareth, behave, mate. Your wife's just walked in.
Could you get me a beer as well, please? Katie, cheers. Brandenburg.
Okay, so this is... Do you want this one?
Yeah, this is what I'm after.
Benjamin's going to buy a new MacBook Pro. Because it's thin as ever, and it's the lightest Pro ever, it says on the screen.
And it runs Android.
And it runs Android.
It's £4 in weight, and it's got a super skinny screen on it. But the body looked the same on the picture. And it's a Retina display as well.
The Retina's got him going here. Benjamin's very excited about the Retina thing.
It's only one at the top of the line.
Wait there. I'm going to talk to the teenagers.
No,
I'm going in. Wait there. So what are your names?
Dan.
Mike. Nick.
Wow, you lot are cool.
We try.
And are you potentially buying anything tonight?
No.
Yes. Definitely.
Sorry, mate. I'm not going to talk to you as a no.
Confused like teenagers.
What?
They sound utterly confused like teenagers. It's a 15.4-inch screen across, and the pixel density is, as the rumours said, 2880 by 1880.
So I'm glad I didn't...
That's a fourfold increase, but those were the rumours that were given out about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Go on, let's get to fun.
5,184,000 pixels.
What's the point? Why don't they do a megapixel count in the same way as they do for the camera?
I don't know. There's no good reason for that. Yeah. It's a 5 megapixel screen.
Yeah, exactly. It makes too much sense. Are they going to touch it, and is something going to happen? Is it going to be a touch screen retina?
No, surely not. Touch screen?
Oh, I'm sorry. That would be stupid. Okay. let me try it. No.
We're still waiting for the feeds to refresh here, but they're doing a lot on the Retina display on it and how cool it is. The thing that's quite interesting, Steve, is that they've gone for the Retina display there. They've got the very high resolution, but the super thin factor as well as. It's not like it's a standard screen that's just been beefed up with the Retina. This is a screen that's half the width of the current screen and four times the resolution.
So talking as a man who's got an old MacBook Pro...
that he bought 2 months ago.
Oh, you feel him? Can we just have a collective... Oh, Ewan brought that MacBook he's using is 2 months old.
No, it's about...
No, not a laugh. You, sir, who laughed? What's your name?
Lee.
Sorry?
Lee.
Where do you live?
In London.
Exactly.
Earlsfield.
Ewan will be over later.
You got to laugh, right?
And why have you got to laugh at Ewan?
Because he just bought it 2 months ago.
It's funny, isn't it? Oh, dear. Thank you. Oh, the wife's coming through. Wait there. Hello.
Hello.
I met you on the stairs.
I have done, yeah.
How is your husband?
He's Final Cut geeky, Pro 10 has been updated. Sorry, as well. There's an update to Final Cut Pro 10 to deal with the upward resolution, and it gives you a bigger area in the upper right, up to 1080p video, one-to-one.
Do you use video, Ewan?
I do. I use every week when I post the shows, mate.
Would that be useful for you then if you had a new one?
Well, the one-to-one resolution is nice, but it's only going to work if it renders fast enough as well. I mean, if it's no good. I mean, one of the things that Final Cut does very, very well actually is that when you try and play it to just see how the progression looks, it deliberately downgrades the video. So logos that you've put on there become almost obscure because you don't need the high definition. It's very intelligent at the way that it scrubs it down to let you watch it in real time. So that feature is not going to be any good unless they've beefed up the power pack inside that lets you actually then watch that at full resolution in real time, which if they have, fantastic, but I don't see that.
Okay. Let's do some audience participation. Okay, ready, audience? I said ready, audience. All right. They haven't announced the prices yet.
I just want to point out that the chat room's saying they wish their Macs were only 2 months old. So.
I don't want to do this before they announce the full features of this thing. Is this thing going to be the same price as the current MacBook Pro? Can I have a yes or a no? After three, one, two, three.
Yes. No.
That didn't work, did it? Right. Those who say yes now.
Yes.
Those who say no. Right then.
Well, I can't
say
that.
So Ewan won't be happy then if it's the same price.
No, I can't see that because the standard MacBook Pro that I've just purchased a couple of months back has not been upgraded, per se. It's got an Ivy Bridge processor in it, maybe, but there's no change in the resolution on the screen and there's no standard pack for the memory and so on.
This is the top range one?
The top range one.
Is this 15-inch?
15-inch. I don't see that changing. This is a way to extort greater money from Benjamin.
We like Benjamin. Benjamin, where have you gone? There you are. Okay. Right, any more questions from the audience? Oh. You sat in the same position last time, didn't you?
I think it was. Where's the 17-inch MacBook Pro?
Is it true you've been sitting here since 3 o'clock this afternoon? Ready?
Drinking and drinking. Guinness. Constantly. Yep.
So your question was?
I was just wondering where the 17-inch MacBook Pro was. It's disappeared, if you would...
It didn't appear in that image, no, absolutely.
Can anyone help out with that? Has the 17-inch been announced or they dropped it? Dropped it so far. Okay. Up to 786 gigabytes flash storage. 768. Is it flash and spinny disk? Just flash. Boo.
Is this the new... MacBook.
7 hours of battery life, 30 days of standby, 3/4 a terabyte of SSD. HDMI as well. That's a bit of a surprise. Two Thunderbolts. USB, Unis 3. Two Thunderbolts. Benjamin, do you need two Thunderbolts?
What's the graphics card?
Are you a Thundercat guy?
Have we seen a graphics... Anyone seen a graphics card spec yet for this one? MagSafe 2. Oh, MagSafe 2, so all your spares are knackered now.
If anyone's going to the bar, I'll have a pint of lager. It'd be lovely. Thank you.
Well, that too.
to. I'll give you the money. Phil is going to show off the Thunderbolt accessories, which is a camera.
No.
Is that the black? Tell me about the Black Magic camera.
It's a 2.5K cinema camera that takes all your Canon EOS lenses on it, and it has a solid state hard drive in it. So it's not got flash storage; it's got an actual solid state hard drive in it, and it's all Thunderbolt.
Wait there. I can see Gareth's wife nodding. Do you love your husband?
Do indeed, and all his tech.
Do you think he would like that camera?
He'd like it all.
Do you think Gareth's wife should let him buy that camera?
Yes.
What's that, audience? I didn't quite hear that.
Yes.
As long as he buys me some shoes as well.
Oh, some shoes. What type of shoes?
In the Westfield, yeah.
Does he wear those or you? Sorry.
The camera costs just under $2,000.
Don't tell her that. She said yes.
Because it hasn't got a firewire port, they've just brought out a Thunderbolt to firewire adapter.
Oh, sorry.
It hasn't got a firewire port on it, so they've just brought out a Thunderbolt to firewire adapter. So you can plug it in like these adapters.
Steve is turning over in his urn.
Yeah.
Me?
We couldn't make it work, so we brought out an adapter.
Oh, the other Steve. Adapter.
Bluetooth 4.
Ah, Johnny Ive is waxing romantically about Kate creating the new MacBook Pro. Who fancies Johnny Ive?
Sir Will Green.
Sir Johnny Ive, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's Jabba the Hutt.
He's scary.
So, does that mean the hardware's over then? No MacBook Pro. Sorry, Mac Pro.
Yeah, hold on.
They're still going on about the MacBook Pro.
Who fancies Johnny Ive? No one. Oh. Sir Johnny, sorry. Sorry.
Okay, the suggestion from the chat room here is that this top-end model is a replacement in price terms for the 17-inch high-end spec MacBook Pro, which was very much oriented towards the video market a bit more. This one clearly has gone towards the video market with the upgrade in the resolution. So it's going to take on the £2,400 price.
Oh, get one.
That's a lovely zebra. It looks lovely, that zebra, doesn't it? Is that the Mac OS? You noticed the Mac OS Zebra. Bloody hell, I thought I was a geek. Oh, it's the Mountain Lion time, is it? Oh.
Chat room's taking bets on prices here, and they're suggesting a similar kind of price that I am. Higher end, a lot more.
Right, so what was the old 17 price?
It started at 2002, I think.
2002.
When you tricked it out, it was 2004.
So who thinks this will... Oh, well, we've done that one, haven't we? So we think this will be a lot more than the 70... No, it can't be more than £2,200, can it? What's that in metric? 0.71 inches to 0.95 inches is the difference. Wow. Gareth's wife is looking exceptionally excited about the difference. Thank you for coming, by the way. My wife never shows up. You won't come again.
Chris, remind me never to ask you to do the camera job again. There's faces over there instead of Steve's groin.
And what's wrong with that?
Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
It's not a zoom lens. Is that our focus?
Right, sorry about this. This is the video of the... So what's next, then?
Can we drop this feed over here and have that one, please? Because I can't see that one, and this one's slow. It's well behind. That feed's fine. That one's great.
What's next? Going to go ask what's next. Kevin, what's next?
I haven't got a clue.
Good answer. What's next?
Apple TV.
Apple TV, what's next?
iOS 6.
iOS 6.
iOS 6.
iOS 6.
iMac.
Hopefully a Mac Pro.
Hopefully a Mac Pro. That's what we're hoping for at the front as well. Wait there, I'm coming through. I'm coming through. Wait there, going to the back again. I'm going to get those teenagers. Have they stopped talking yet? No. Right. How is the banana, Elizabeth?
How embarrassing.
Sorry. Sorry. Right. While the video's on, what are you looking to buy?
That.
That? Wow. God, students couldn't afford that when I was in, lad.
Because I was sold on eBay last night.
You sold your MacBook last night? Mm.
Yes.
So, okay, so how much do you hope that is that you'll buy it? You're on the spot now. Don't worry, there's only 100 people watching you.
Yeah, 1,500, yeah.
1,500? What world do you live in?
It's going to be less than a year's car insurance for him, that's for sure.
All right, price is right. Okay, how much do you reckon?
$2,000.
I'm sticking with 1,500, I think, for the base model. They'll a small version with just 256 meg storage, gig storage, and that'll do it.
This is the ultimate MacBook Pro that they've released to replace the 17. MacBook Pro, this is. Well, we don't know about the Mac Pro yet. There's people hoping at the front with their fingers crossed about the Mac Pro.
Yeah.
I love the fact that the video is talking about how quiet it is, and MacBooks are renowned for getting to takeoff speed at the hint of doing anything that's got a smallest amount of video in it. You run Skype on this thing, and it feels like it's levitating.
No, it's the graphics card that tends to do it.
Well, it's either way, it's a fan.
How are you getting on?
They just showed you an anechoic chamber with a MacBook in it and a tiny microphone next to it. You could put it in the next room and still measure it.
Somebody, I'm at the back of the pub again, and somebody's just asked me, is that me talking when my mouth is closed and there's somebody talking at the front?
Well, most people say you talk out your ass, Steve. So.
Wow. Can you see at the back? You're very small.
I can't. He's helping me. We've got a partnership here.
So the new MacBook Pro, Steve.
He's reading me the screen.
The final specs on the new MacBook Pro with Retina display.
Oh, the price is up. Sorry.
$2,100 for the price and $2,200. 15.4 Retina display, 2.3 quad-core i7, 8 gig of RAM as standard, and a 1 gig graphics card, which would be very good, but that's pretty much what's already in the existing ones. 256 of flash storage, but there's no spec here about any... are Apple taking the hard drive and telling you it's got to be external now? Because if it comes with a standard of 256, that's nothing. They're expecting you to plug in a 1 terabyte Thunderbolt or...
Or they're expecting
cloud
you to
only.
Go cloud, yeah.
But you're never going to go cloud with video. They've just presented something that clearly shows it's up to video spec. You're never going to go cloud with video production.
Yeah, but I think they want to sell you all the other peripherals which will back up everything that you've already got on your Mac.
That's why they were showing... Yeah.
That's why they invented Thunderbolt in the first
place. So what we're saying is Apple are killing spinning media.
Okay, so...
Total.
Just get an audience reaction. Did you lot hear the price? $2,199. Ooh. Sorry?
About the same. About £2,199, yeah.
Shall we see how much your wife loves you again?
It's always.
Right. So tonight has already cost you a camera. Can he have a new MacBook Pro as well?
Mm-hmm. The Pro's more important than the camera.
The Pro. So he can choose between the new... OS 10, so I think this is the mountain lion section. Martin got shot at the front. Why did you get shot?
Because I called it OS X.
You idiot.
I know, I'm
just... Idiot.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why can't you call it OS X?
Standard price of current Mac models, 13 inches, £1,200, $1,200, The 15-inch is at $1,800, and the 17-inch starts at $2,500. So that's in between the 15 and 17.
In price? Brand-new high-spec one?
The brand-new high-spec one is in between in price the 15 and 17-inch.
But they've dropped the 17?
Well, the 17 is still showing on the website, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
On which website?
On Apple's website.
Oh, it's back up? Oh,
the website's up and running, and the 17-inch starts at $2,500.
Is the UK Apple website up, and if so, how much is the Retina MacBook Pro on that one?
No, that's not on.
It's not on, okay.
It's not on either site.
Okay, and now we're here to announce Mountain Lion.
There's a surprise.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, chat room's saying that they reckon it's going to be a pound to dollar ratio here, so they're fully expecting to pay £2,100 for that model. Same here, chat, Elmug?
Oh, thank you very much.
Are we, how many people here are thinking that the price of that is going to be a dollar to ratio equal? So you're fully expecting to part with over £2,000 for that, Ben?
Ewan,
yep.
Sod the Apple announcements. I've just been bought a beer by this lovely man.
Where's my beer?
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
You bought me a beer.
I'm asking.
That's lovely.
Hang on.
Ewan,
where's
got a beer, Ewan?
Where's the slider on your mic? Oh, there it is. Yeah, the neighbour's quiet now, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're now on iCloud. If someone can pass this over to Ewan, because I don't want to trip up over there.
That's all right, mate.
It's not me. Who bought you and the beer?
Somebody bought me a beer.
Somebody own up. It's not that embarrassing.
Who bought me a beer?
Thank you.
That means someone's peed in that glass.
Gareth's wife's gone upstairs to buy you a beer as well, so.
I love her too.
Right, we're now on Mountain Lion. We introduce three new apps, Messenger, Reminder, and Notes with Mountain Lion. Can we talk about Mountain Lion openly or not? Excellent.
Well, based on the fact they're talking about it, I figure, yeah, the SDK's blown.
Right, so I've got the black man in the corner with a black mask on. I don't know who he is, but what's Mountain Lion like?
It's fantastic. Performance-wise, I was using a very old Mac Pro, which... MacBook Pro, which it ran significantly faster than what Lion did, with a smaller footprint on memory for things like Safari, and generally everything. It ran significantly, but now it's developer mode, so I'd expect great things from the actual general release.
Grant in the chat room says, I hope that Mountain Lion runs a lot faster on my 2008 iMac than Lion does. I don't see that happening, Grant.
My MacBook Pro is 2006, I think.
So you're saying that Mountain Lion is going to improve performance?
It's significantly, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and interestingly, the last release of Mountain Lion, they stopped supporting my MacBook Pro, but said it's just for this release. The next one will support it. So from the way it looks and the way it's been running, performance is improved, definitely.
Well, if you keep being nice to your wife, that won't be an issue anymore either.
Oh, it's not going to be an issue from tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Right, so on the screen, we've got our first look at Mountain Lion. I always think this is overrated because everyone's already got it.
Grant's happy, by the way.
We have a gorgeous new desktop image and gorgeous new glass dock. Who's excited about the glass dock?
Siri is coming. Siri is coming to Mountain Lion, by the looks.
Siri is coming to Mountain Lion.
Yeah,
who's excited by that?
There's a series of logos showing up here.
Oh, got some excited people about Siri.
And one of those was a Siri logo. It's certainly voice logo, anyway.
Thank you very much for the beer again.
Thank you.
Have I mentioned the raffle yet?
There's a new logo as well, which is a moon on a clock.
The next video, I'm mentioning the raffle. Okay, remind me. Are we selling the raffle tickets yet? Oh, we're doing it now. Tim in the middle there. Tim, give us a shout. Right, Tim in the middle there, selling the raffle tickets. How much are they?
£1
each. £6 or £5, but if you really want a good chance of winning, £15 tickets for £10 for an SSD. Absolute bargain. Well, I don't know where it's gone. Have we lost it? Someone nicked it. Ah, so small I can't see it. Here it is. Where's the webcam? There it is. Look, we have real raffle price.
So
they could. No, they could. I'll take PayPal.
So messages, is looking like a total integration between phone and Mountain Lion. So if your phone rings, then if your phone buzzes and you're sitting at your Mac, then you can respond right from your Mac. Well, if you've subscribed to the beta of messages, then that doesn't really happen because it goes to your phone number on your phone, and then it goes the messages that's on your computer is running to me only.
You sound like you're in a clued up zone here.
No. If you use messages beta, you can message backwards. Jump in any time, Gareth.
We're just going to listen to what you say and then say, no, you're wrong.
No, that's fine. I'm glad to be wrong. No, effectively, what happens with messages is you, if you send messages, you're sending it on the .me account, but you can't get it to show up on the phone necessarily. The conversation doesn't show on the phone.
It depends on how
you configure the iOS. Give the thing to Bryn. If he's...
It depends on how you set up your iOS device. You can have it pick up the phone number or the email address associated with your Apple ID.
So let's say that I'm messaging with you.
Yeah.
Are you tying my phone number and .Mac account together?
If I send you an iMessages message to your phone number, it goes to your phone.
Yeah.
But if I send it to your Apple ID, then it'll go to all the devices associated with that Apple ID.
Right. Cool.
From what I can tell, it comes down to your primary account that you specify. At the moment in your iPhone, you can say, I want to use my mobile number or my email address or this particular one as my primary messages address. So
right.
I think it's that following.
So notifications is a big part now of Mountain Lion as well. They're showing notifications on top right corner here, very much like a sort of Growl integration. Is that the way it currently is in the development?
It works extremely well. You obviously get your Growl-style notifications coming up, how you choose to...
Please promise me it doesn't use Growl.
It doesn't use Growl, no.
Thank God.
But the as you can see in the image on right here, the slide-out... So if you say, I want to look at my notifications, the whole screen shifts slightly to the left, and you can see the notifications on the right-hand side. And it's absolutely brilliant. It really does integrate well. I became quite dependent on it very quickly.
So that was the new icon for Notification Center, and that appears on the right-hand side. It does everything, Twitter as well, so if you set up your Twitter feed and any of the messaging services, that will all appear in notifications down that right-hand side.
Caravs, Whitehurst, Waltzers, more beer! Yay!
It's all right, I'm ready for another.
No, it's mine. Don't give it to him. I give it to you.
Dictation. Well, it doesn't say Siri. It says dictation, so.
Hello, sir. Are you excited by Siri on the Mac?
I'm excited by the new MacBook Pro.
Are you going to buy one?
Not this year.
Not this year. But it's good. It's good direction, isn't it? Any questions? Sorry, what's your name over there? Hello.
The new dictation will work in Microsoft Word.
What's your name? Did I scare your friend earlier? Oh, you've just met her. Okay. You're not... No.
So there's a new icon.
Did you know each other beforehand?
No.
Okay, welcome. You haven't come from Russia, have you?
Steve.
Yeah, sorry.
Keynote.
I was just talking to the girls.
No, I know you were.
Oh. Oh, sorry, I've got to go. Sorry.
It was better when Gareth had the microphone.
Oh, was it?
Next is sharing. Sorry. There's a new icon for sharing. It's an arrow jumping out of a box.
No, but they're from Russia.
You can buy them on the internet, mate. And Harry Mountain Lion.
Can't believe you said that.
You can share it right from the application that you're working on. There's a share button in the toolbar. So get a hold of it and just throw it out to whoever you want. It links in, by the look of this, with any of your mail services.
There is a new Safari.
Holy
Who's excited
crap.
By a new Safari?
No.
Can I have a yes if you are excited by a new Safari?
Yes!
Not much, love. Yes, Kerv. Unified search bar. Who's excited by a unified search bar?
Yes!
Oh, some hands in the air, about four.
There is a help group, Unified Search Bars Anonymous, you can go to.
So is this a new Safari that's going to be out now, or is this just a mountain lion, do we know? Just mountain lion. Okay, we've got the background.
I've been talking to you for ages.
But I believe there's a great little drop down in Safari. And we also have a feature called Tab View. Do we know what Tab View is? Okay.
Steve.
Yes.
When someone talks, take the mic over.
Oh, sorry. I was listening to him. I was enjoying it. Oh, wait there. I've got a seat here. I can sit here. I've been told to tell you, give you the mic.
Okay. So, somebody's just mentioned on Twitter that in the Notification Center preview screenshot, there is a new Airport Express mentioned in the little comment.
Ooh.
Good spot. Bloody hell. What do you do for a job?
I'm in IT, a weather company.
A weather company? Which weather company?
Meteo Group.
Oh, you're good. You're good. That was a good spot. So there's a new Airport Express.
Yeah, there's something here that says, on the list of things that I... The new number one on the list of things I must own, hashtag new Airport Express.
But who's excited by a new Airport Express?
They need to fix the old one first.
Maybe you two could get together and, you know, talk about your Airport Express stuff. It should be exciting. Mm. Who doesn't know what an Airport Express is? Go on, put your hand up. Everyone knows what an Airport Express is. Oh, okay, you don't want to admit it.
Chatroom's telling us that we've missed that you can now tweet from Safari.
You can tweet from Safari.
Wow. I think that's not... Type in twitter.com/ and tweet. There'll be a button.
Steve.
Yes.
Because we know you're the expert on this thing. When they first announced Mountain Lion, that there was they were saying about the compatibility with old hardware.
Right.
Okay. Now, some of the hardware mentioned that has been used on the SDK seems to be too old for the original specifications mentioned for Mountain Lion. Have they made it more compatible than it was originally supposed to be?
Haven't got a clue. I could ask Gareth, though. He knows everything. Gareth?
So there's a couple of features that you won't be able to use if you've got older hardware, which is a similar case to what they did with Lion. There was a kind of local file sharing aspect in Lion, which wouldn't turn on unless you had a more modern machine. And it's similar for, like, Air Display. They're adding into Mountain Lion, which won't work on my laptop because it's too old.
Okay, because I remember when they went from Snow Leopard to Lion, you actually physically couldn't install it on a single core or
the reason for that, one. Yeah, something? The reason for that was because of the 64-bit. The way they moved other parts of the kernel onto the 64-bit, I think, is the main reason for that.
Right, because this was supposed to be Core Duo 2 Plus, wasn't it?
When it was originally spec'd.
Yes.
I'm not sure, okay. But yeah.
Bamboozled the expert.
Anything that can run Lion should be able to run this.
Excellent.
So now they're saying they've got a new thing called Tab View, and Tab View, I mean, any time that anyone updates a browser, you can guarantee that what you're going to see is probably a copy of what Opera has done for several years.
Exactly.
And Tab View is Opera. That was Opera 2 years back.
Yeah.
I'm going into the audience to understand what they feel about Tab View.
Okay.
So I'm going to go.
So basically, now what happens is you hover over and you'll get a preview of what your live tabs are. He's talking here about zooming in and out, but I don't think you can zoom in and out on the tab.
Are you excited about Tab View?
No. Not really, no. Look, I don't know enough about it. I'm sure I'll get excited.
I doubt it. It's only Tab View. Bloody hell.
I always thought Tab View was looking through cigarette smoke in Newcastle.
Smoke and what? Oh, the teenager's on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
What's your handle?
What's your handle? Just, are you going to broadcast your Twitter handle to about 59,000 people?
No.
Why not?
Just in the chat room here, Mad Welsh cat lady says she's got to go. She's got to get a Victoria sponge out of the oven.
Oh, don't burn the Victoria sponge.
I'm pretty sure that's not a euphemism for anything else, though. So.
Oh, it looks like there's a talk to tweet built-in application.
Yeah, so notification's got a... Gareth. Yeah. But it's not talking about Siri-like integration. It's not going to do other things for you. Is it integrating with... if you just purely speech-to-text, yeah.
But that's a good thing.
There's a question from the back here. There's a question from the back. You ready? Ready? Just ask what that was.
What's PowerNap?
PowerNap is a new technology in OS X. Wouldn't it be great if computers still worked for us when we weren't working? Now you can.
Surely that's just SSD, though, isn't it?
That's just called leaving it on, isn't it?
Well spotted. You're really good. You should get to go with that guy.
That's a very green spot.
I'm lost here. Is that PowerNap? It keeps your Mac up to date. Back up while you're sleeping.
Like the iPhone.
I think you can schedule that already, can't you?
Yeah, but you can close the link. You could always just break that little much. Magnetic tag, and it does the same thing.
Can I do feedback now?
Next is AirPlay mirroring.
You're going to put the microphone next to it.
Who bought reflection?
What's reflection?
Reflection is something that allows you to do AirPlay mirroring using your MacBook Pro.
Oh, yeah. Who's excited about...
No, sorry. Who bought reflection? Right, that's 15 quid
two
down
people.
The pan then.
Who bought a MacBook Pro 2 months ago?
Yeah, but I'm using it. This is not going to work after this.
He's having a go at you for 15 quid.
Don't look for version 3, eh?
In your bag.
Who's excited about throwing their MacBook Pro screen onto the TV? Yeah?
I'd rather put it onto an Apple TV.
There's a good excitement about that. I don't know what you want to put on the big screen. Why are you laughing?
There is 30 minutes left.
30 minutes left? How do you know that?
Because it started at 6 and it's about an hour and a half. So
right, so we've had...
You've got 30 minutes
we've not had iOS 6.
We haven't had one more thing.
Game Center. Woo. Who's excited about Game Center?
No. Chris Forsman.
Right, who was not... Tim asked me to ask you nicely. If anyone like a raffle ticket, then please buy one. Who's not bought a raffle ticket?
Who's not allowed?
Come on. Who's not bought a raffle ticket? Anyway, no, please buy a raffle ticket. It pays for the pub hire. It pays for all this equipment. We'd love doing this, but we'd love to do it again, and we need to kind of pay for stuff. So Tim's walking around. £1 for one, you get 6 tickets for 5, and you get 15 tickets for £10. Benjamin, you got your wallet out? Benjamin, have you got your wallet out yet? For the raffle ticket, excellent.
I've got a feeling, Steve.
Yes?
You're going to be 20 quid richer in a few minutes.
Who will be?
You will be.
Excellent.
Just put his bill up by 20 quid. That does look like an old-fashioned iMac, though, doesn't
it? Now, here's an interesting thing, because they're talking about Game Center a lot here. We've got some teenagers at the back of the room. We've got a chat room that's full of a broad spectrum of our listenership, and they're all yawning at Game Center.
I'm going to go to the back to talk to the teenagers to see if they play on Game Center.
Who's signed into Game Center and used it actively?
Is this not?
You're a developer. You don't count.
Is this not Xbox Live for Apple?
So we've got two people in a room full of...
I might find some.
60 that said yes.
Right. You ready? Does anyone... You use Game Center?
No.
The one, no?
I do on the iPhone, yeah.
We found one! Somebody uses Game Center. Anyone else?
No.
Just you, then?
Looks like it.
So who do you play with, if it's just you?
Just a couple of friends dotted around the country. It's just interesting to see who's high scores. it's pretty much like that.
They've ripped off the Stig.
Oh, assume.
Is that the Stig?
No, they've ripped it off. They're calling that Racer OS 10 is out.
Is that the Stig on stage?
They've ripped off the Stig. CSR Racing. What? Apple Steam.
iPad versus the Mac. But the US have the Top Gear, don't they? It's rubbish. I was going to swear then. But they do. They've ripped off the Top Gear thing.
There is iPad versus Mac racing game. So you can play one on the iPad, one on the Macintosh, and you'll see both each other. If you can do iPad to iPad, that'd be brilliant.
But you can do Mac versus iPad.
They've ripped off the... No, I'm gutted. Apple have... That's jumping the shark for me.
Why?
Pulling out the stick. Who isn't? It's called Mr. X. Mr. X, my arse.
Andy, can you just talk to Ewan for a minute?
Mr. X.
Andy, just talk to Ewan for a minute while I nick his beer.
Mrs. Gareth, if it doesn't work out...
Yeah. I'm chuffed. I found somebody who NBA, uses Game Center.
Yeah, but there's only three of them in the world.
I don't know. Who do you play with?
Are you going to plug the Modern Warfare 3 clan as well?
Oh, yeah. Anyone play Modern Warfare 3?
And it's crap. Just
badly enough.
Don't be
good.
Well,
I'm rubbish at Modern Warfare 3. And I was getting sick of being kicked by 12-year-olds and 16-year-old boys and girls on Modern Warfare. People like, sorry, you, who are probably very good. So I've started Modern Warfare 3 Elmug clan. L-M-U-G. And we're all rubbish, aren't we, Aaron? Aaron, we had our first game, the three of us, last night. There's a big group. Aaron turned up. Oh, no, I'm not very
Kicked
good.
Kicked your arse, apparently.
Played it once or twice.
Played it once or twice. You were an absolute genius, and you just embarrassed the rest of us.
It's a relative thing, though, Steve.
It is, yeah. So if anyone wants to join our clan, our Modern Warfare 3, it's Elmug. How do you play Modern Warfare 3? It's a long conversation. An Xbox.
Is the person with the cam pissed?
Well, let me take this.
I'm not pissed. I'm not pissed. I'm fine. It's very light. What's funny? There's nothing funny.
I can't even find that. Unless that's on the...
Have you had a hard night? thanks, Chris. Chris is doing a brilliant job. It's not an easy job holding a camera that you can't see. Sorry.
Apparently, Tim Stevens called him the Stig.
$14.99 for Mountain Lion. Benjamin? You buying that? Yeah, Benjamin's buying that.
Ships in July.
Wait there. I need to get a Mac to you. Why have they just done that then, Martin?
Because Microsoft are about to sell Windows 8 for £15 as well as an update. Yeah. So if you've got Windows 7, you can have Windows 8 for £15. So they've got to do the same.
Is anyone not happy about £14 for Mountain Lion?
Yeah, it should be done.
No.
Should be £60.
Yeah, when's it available?
In July.
I reckon that'll be July 26th.
Develop a preview today.
Stephen?
Yes?
With their seeming backtracking with making adapters, do you think they will launch a DVD with Mountain Lion on it?
No.
There you go. You finally answered the question.
Scott's out. Ooh, what do we think of Scott?
Not
who here is scared of Scott Forstall? Who thinks he's the most scared? Sorry, I can't say that. It's libelous. He's the guy who wants to take over Apple after Cook, isn't he? I'm going into the back again, won't
I? He could have at least tucked his shirt in.
How are the notes going? There's a lady at the back here making notes.
I can't get it all down in time. There's too much to it.
Oh, sorry.
I've heard that before.
I've been told off.
iOS 6 is next up.
iOS 6.
They've sold more than 365.
Who's excited about iOS 6?
They've sold more than 365 million iOS devices.
Oh, I've got some people. What are the three things you want to see in iOS 6? Come on, one, two, three.
I'm an app developer, so that's a whole load of stuff.
Well, you can't just say that without selling your app to 50,000 people.
It's not on the App Store yet.
What should we get excited about? What's the name of it?
It hasn't got a name. It'll probably be called Color Time, and it's about digital photography. And it'll be the best app on the App Store to edit your photos.
I'm going to bleep all of these, by the way.
So unless he buys
me a beer, I'm bleeping all of the adverts tonight for other people's applications before this goes out.
Why?
Because we're too big now, love.
Rubbish.
I've got no beer.
Right, so what are the three things you want to see in iOS 6?
Give me 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay, I'll give you one. Right, teenagers, what do we want to see in the iOS 6?
Maps.
I guess same.
Maps.
Siri for all.
Maps too.
Excited about maps. Let's hear it for maps then.
Now, here's the interesting thing with messages. It's still in beta, technically, isn't it? And they've got 140 million users who've sent over 150 billion messages.
Well, Siri's still in beta as well.
That's pretty impressive.
Do you know what I want to see? Microsoft Office on iOS 6. At last. That would be great. I'd like to see accounts, just like when you log onto a Mac. I'd like to log onto my iPad so I can give it to my little girl, put on controls so she can use the web safely and YouTube safely and all the rest of it. I'd like to give her an account on the iPad. And do you know what else I'd like? Full Facebook integration. Oh, did I have a hallelujah then?
I think they should get Facebook off it.
There's probably a few minutes.
Right, our good friend here called
Jerome.
Jerome has had a minute, so three things you want to see in iOS 6?
I'll give you one thing that will be a big changer. It's called WebGL. It's a technology that you'll see in like Chrome browsers today, and it is a massive game changer. It's going to mean that the applications that you can use on the internet are going to be really feature-rich. They're going to behave much more like desktop-based apps. And if they port WebGL to iOS...
Okay. Number one. Number two. 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I'll come back. Are you a developer as well?
No, I'm not.
What do you do?
Just a girl who loves Apple.
Oh, man. We love you. Yeah. Well, mainly for me, though.
New Siri features in iOS 6. 6 is confirmed. But we didn't think it wasn't be.
It works.
So Siri is being up-revved, is it?
Yeah, they're showing all the things that it currently does, but there's no word here on whether it actually goes into anything more.
It's currently in beta, isn't it? And just one of the people grabbed me on the way through the audience earlier and told me that the MacBook Pro wedge shape has been patented. That's right, isn't it? Yep.
But Apple patent everything. It's whether the
they try to.
Writing on a stylus.
Well, I don't know.
Not received a message or...
Just Gareth's got something he's really keen to tell us about, everyone. Hey, everyone. Gareth, can I have a round of applause?
Yay! Sorry, there's one thing I would really like to see in iOS 6 is Siri to have full location support in the UK because they promised it. In the start of the year, and they had... That's all.
Come on, that's got to get a bit of a bigger reaction than that. I mean, we've had secondary Siri, haven't we? Because we'd not got location stuff. The US have got location, and it really works. Do we want to have location-based Siri in the UK? Come on, this is the podcast that's going out to the whole of the world that people are going to listen to, and we've got to represent our passion about why we want location-based Siri. So do we want it?
Yeah!
Didn't hear you. Do we want it?
Yes!
Steve, well done.
Steve, they've just updated as we're...
They've just said they're not going to do it. Go on, tell me that.
They've just updated their entire maps resume. So they've got the whole world location up to date, finally. Do you think the two things might be integrated somehow?
I like your thinking. I like your thinking.
In the meantime, they're showing how diverse they are by showing baseball. Girly rounders.
Great.
And more baseball.
Who likes baseball?
And NBA.
No. Oh, there was some. Yeah, there's a few, people. Few hands.
The sport that the Americans are world champions of.
But this is poll paid for by the baseball league, so that's why they're publicising it. What's the football score, by the way? Does anyone know? 1-1 1-1 Good sign language of 1-1 Good skills.
Tonight.
So the people listening in the podcast 2 days later will be like, yeah, we know that. Yeah, we've read the views and everything. Is that a good result, by the way? Wait there. I'm just going to hand you over to our football correspondent.
It's a good result, and it puts Emil Heskey at the top of the England goal-scoring charts.
Excellent review. Well done. High five to you. Yeah. We're doing a football podcast soon.
Did they allow him on the field with a Zimmer?
Do you want to help out with a football podcast?
Did we hear a Mac-related comment in the background there?
What was that?
Yeah.
I heard something about Siri and the US.
No, it's still showing it's Siri-related, and they're talking about finding a place for dinner at the moment as well. And then National
Statistics.
Do they
book your air tickets from London if
NBA,
you want to
NBA, NFL.
Registration, restaurant integration with Yelp and OpenTable. Is OpenTable top table?
Yeah, top table bought OpenTable.
Top table bought OpenTable. Is top table a US company? Is TopTable US or UK?
I'm sorry, this is such a middle-class conversation.
Do you not use TopTable? TopTable rocks. That's my pick of the day, TopTable.
You know what? When we roll up to McDonald's, there's always space.
If you go on TopTable, you can get a restaurant for the same price as McDonald's.
Not the quality, though.
You can make a reservation.
It's putting him on the spot for his company. He might let me know if he wants to talk about it or not. Does he? Do you want to talk about Google Maps?
And the
Right, so...
I haven't wrong Bing, have
I? I've got a theory on Siri, and it's my theory is that in 5 years' time, we won't use search engines to find out information. We will talk to whatever it is, and therefore this is basically taking out the advertising model that it currently exists for search engines to gain money. So that's why they're doing it. So at the moment, Scott is on evil. Scott is on stage. He's not evil, no. He's not evil, and he is on stage talking about Scarlett Johansson. And about using Siri to search for movies with Scarlett Johansson in. And I never knew she was in We Brought a Zoo or Marvel's The What? The Avengers. Is that a good film? Is it? That's a good film, I'm told. Okay. So now it looks like Mr. Scott is. Mr. Scott, yeah, him. He's now playing a game, is he? Oh, he's playing Temple Run. Who has Temple Run? Oh, a few people have Temple Run.
What, with Siri?
Who turned up to an Elmwood night tonight and didn't know it was this? Who turned up and just thought it was a normal night? No, no one? You're lying.
Siri will now launch applications
Siri will launch applications. Eyes free. What's eyes free mean? Tweet, make a call, play a song, listen to notifications. Play movie facts, launch an app, play a movie trailer. Eyes free. Come on, someone guess what eyes free is. You don't have to look at the phone. But that's not eyes free, that's hands free.
What?
Maybe they've teamed up with eHarmony and they do eyes free dating.
No, Stephen, what I think it is, at the moment, you need to put Siri near your face. So it knows that you're close enough that you actually want it. It's obviously always on now, so it will be listening out for the command. That as well. Are you speaking to work?
So what is eyes free? Sorry, I was just...
So yes, I was going
to
say, this
we've added something called hands-free. We're working with our car manufacturers to introduce a button that will bring up Siri so that you can keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. I've always wanted to say that.
So that's
a number of manufacturers
focus.
Have committed to developing this over the next 12 months.
So that's Ford Sync then, because Ford is not on that list.
We're not sponsored by Ford Sync, are we?
Not yet. It's launching in late 2013, mate, so...
New languages.
What's
we're including
space?
Canada. Huh? We've added Italian. Anyone speak Italian in the room? Yay! Prove it.
Stephen, a good idea would be able to be abroad, speak to Siri in English and say, what's this in Italian?
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Translation Siri.
There you go.
That, there are apps, but they're
Siri
not
to do it.
Brilliant.
I don't want a third party. I don't trust those.
Okay, we've added Korean. Any Koreans in the room? No. North Koreans, South Koreans, we don't mind. No. Lots of new languages.
What do you mean we don't mind?
Any will do. And we're now taking
any
local
good
search
Koreans
around
in the
world.
Any bad Koreans? Yes.
What does local search around the world mean? Gareth?
Location-based request.
What does that mean?
It means you can say... Where is my nearest cinema? And it will tell you.
Even if you're in London.
Wisconsin. Even if you're in London.
Yay!
No, it'll know you're in London, it'll open a web browser. That's
is that
it.
What it means? That's on an iPad. Who's excited about Siri on the iPad? Yay! Yay! but we skipped over that. That was. So it's going to be location-based research in London, so tell me where my local thingy is. That's really, really good news.
A Thai restaurant in Heathrow.
And you can ask it in Mandarin as well.
Next
so they were listening
Facebook.
Then.
It was going so
Facebook
well.
Integration, no?
Oh, my mum will be excited at this.
Which I think kind of sums it up, really.
Well, they did mention last week specifically that he would like to work with Facebook as a company.
Can I just ask a question with... can I just have quiet in the room, actually, because I really want to get...
Siri is definitely coming for the iPad.
Yes. Siri is confirmed for the iPad. Can I just have quiet, because I just want to get everyone's hand in the air. You use Facebook? Put your hands up. Okay, that's about 40%. Okay, hands down. Do you use Twitter? Blimey, that's about 60%. Okay. Do you put your hands up if you use Facebook less than you did a year ago? Oh, bloody hell, that's about 30%. Right. Notifications, Facebook has been added into it. Notifications. Tap to post to Twitter or tap to post to Facebook built into the notification center.
And there's also an API built in.
So what are you posting? Where you are? Or what the weather is?
Whatever you want.
But we didn't stop there.
Yeah, there's an API built into the Facebook integration as well, so you can add in whatever.
Just a few ping. Who's using ping?
Your apps are integrated with it. There's contact integration as well as.
No contact integration. Oh, so therefore your Facebook... don't know if I want to do that. Yeah. Who wants to put all their contacts at Facebook?
All of your Facebook events that you post can appear inside your calendars as well as. So
okay.
There's complete integration there.
Still not, I mean, this is, not
this,
by that.
This is, well, this is driven in closely at a very, very low level.
So that's Mac supported as well.
So does this explain why Facebook valuation was quite as high as it was?
It'd be interesting. Can someone pull up the Facebook shares at the moment? Because it's shares are open, shares are trading. Let's see what the Apple are doing. Let's see what the Facebook are doing. Up or down, up or down. Place your bets, place your bets. Up or down. What, you reckon Facebook?
It will be going up.
Up. Oh, Apple? All right. Okay, shares.
I think you've got to look at
who's a share dealer? Great, we're all perfect for this question then. Who thinks the Apple shares will be going up now? 30%. Facebook, who thinks they'll be going down?
Currently at $27.
Okay, Facebook, who thinks they'll be going up? Oh, well, that's quite nice. So just on the screen, we've got full integration. So on your phone, you can... Oh, it'd be great if you could tweet somebody who called you to say, I'll be home late, my lovely wife. Is Gareth home late very often? Phone.
Yeah,
he is.
Unfortunately.
So now that he can tweet you to say, I'm late, when you ring him on the fifth occasion, say, where the hell are you?
Normally in the pub, but...
He's normally in the pub?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got your private life going. He's not in the pub with me. Who's he saying he's in the pub with? A do not disturb button added into iOS 6. That's good. What else do we want to see in iOS 6? Come on, we've got the Facebook. We've got the do not disturb button. You didn't come up with that one, did you? MySpace.
You can always turn your phone off.
No. Friends reunited. What else do we want? Widgets. There's a widget man at the front here. What else do we want to see?
Do not disturb is going to let you have an ability to let your phone continue to work as normal, but just not buzz, ring, light up. It'll appear to be dead.
So just like silent, then?
No, because it'll still vibrate, won't it, if you've got vibration on. And
we've got an idea here from the audience about what they'd like to see in iOS 6.
Every app. Like a time machine every hour backing up the phone rather than just when you plug it in. So it does incremental backups of all your content.
I like that. I like the time machine effect over the backups, though. Not per hour, because it will sap your data network.
Maybe there's improvements in battery.
Maybe. How are the notes going? I'm just going to talk to the lady who was taking notes. I noticed that you, last time I spoke to you, you were sitting down taking notes, and now you're standing up with a beer.
FaceTime was coming over 3G networks.
I'm trying to cope with this. This is so amazing, right? Someone my age. This is quite beyond, you know, I have to write a few things down, so when you get home, you can take it in.
Just for the 50,000 people or so, the lady I'm talking to is about 18.
Oh, I love you.
So if you've got FaceTime and you like using it a lot, it's now going to work over your 3G cellular network. That'll be enabled, but that's purely going to be dependent on whether your cellular provider wants to allow it or not. I can't see it being... They kind of reached an agreement with every single supplier out there.
Do you think it's going to be yet another data package add-on? Will it be another bolt-on?
So if somebody calls you on your phone number with a FaceTime registered phone number, you can answer it on FaceTime.
Well, that's already the case.
No, but if I ring you and you've got, we're FaceTime enabled.
It already does that.
But I can't say speak to him in voice or speak to him in FaceTime.
No, it's if Carl Swagger rings me from the Philippines, he can ring my cell phone number. But it automatically knows that I'm an iOS user, and it automatically goes to FaceTime already.
So what have they announced then?
They've announced that FaceTime is going to be used over 3G. And Alex, you're saying?
Before that, it was only on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's Wi-Fi FaceTime. Only, but now it's 3G as well. Ooh.
So now when he's in the pub and he's late, you can FaceTime.
I can. Now I can see who he's with. No.
We've got some good relationship.
We are talking about Gareth here, aren't we? So there's an integrated upload feature as well. So if you've got Safari, you can update any of your photos straight through the Safari application into those websites.
So if someone goes to your website, Safari can now let them know about your native app in the App Store, also by adding smart app banners. Also, you can upload photos from Safari to your website.
And an offline reading ability. So that's Instapaper knackered.
Or a smaller screen. £20. Just so everyone knows, me and Ewan have got a bet on. That by the 26th of June, is that right, Ewan?
That's correct.
That Ewan has got some money on that there'll be a 7-inch iPad. Who thinks there'll be a 7-inch iPad by the 26th of June? Who thinks there won't be a 7-inch iPad by the 26th of June? Do you know what that sound is? Cha-ching! Full string, what?
Steve,
yes.
Give him the frigging microphone.
Oh, sorry. You can make it full screen in apps and things like you can on a Mac. So you can get rid of, like, the outside of it and blow it up full screen. And now they're talking about photo stream. Shared photo stream.
Ooh. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous.
So photo stream now looks like it's got a dedicated app.
Will they bring video to it?
You can share now photos with your friends, and they will get a notification of your photos.
Now, is this like photo stream? So as soon as I post a photo, it's going to go to all of my friends instantly?
No.
No?
It's built into photo stream, but it's so you can share photos with friends. You can tell it that you want to share a photo, not just send it to everybody else. Yeah, definitely. The one thing I want to be announced tonight is a replacement for galleries. I use galleries and MobileMe, and I don't know what to replace it with. Please, please replace it.
Well, I think they need to replace the iDisk.
Yeah. Let's go Dropboxy type thing.
And they need to put direct links back in as
Google,
well.
Google does photo galleries, I think it's called. Google.
Yeah, Picasa, but it's not supported by any apps my mum uses, 74, to do photos.
Chatroom
is... something embedded that works.
Chatroom is not impressed...
500 pixels.
Sorry.
Yeah, the
Chatroom's not impressed with the photo stuff. All the photo stuff that's been announced here, the chatroom has gone off on something else or said boring or snore... People aren't using photos, according to this.
Yes, they are. My mum is
exactly
desperate to share photos.
Your mum.
But that's the audience.
I don't think it is.
I think
a lot of the people are not impressed with photo stream. They don't want to do anything with it. They just want the cameras to take a picture, get it off in an easier way than having to do it live photo. It should come off as a data file that should go straight into your Mac, and that's what they want. They don't want all of this crap that's associated with upload and that kind of stuff.
No, but
they're not interested.
The simplest way to get all your passwords in one place, a replacement for one password. TripIt? One password killer? What's TripIt?
TripIt lets you store all of your travel information. And you email it and it formats it nicely and this kills it.
Good or bad?
Well, that looks nice.
So effectively what we've got here is if you buy a ticket, they will send you an electronic ticket that you can then scan, and when you get to the venue, airport, check-in, whatever,
you've got the ability to just scan the 3D barcode.
So is this the organising app that was rumoured?
Well, it's a feature. It's not an app, is it? But
what is this, Martin? Can you tell us about this?
Passbook.
Okay. Passbook. Let's go for a quick demo of Passbook, shall we? See what it is. So, Chris, you think this will be?
I reckon it will be US only.
The Starbucks card is already available in the UK. That app is already available.
Chris, they're saying you're wrong.
Well, I see Target there. Amtrak.
Yeah, I mean, basically,
National Rail.
If you buy anything, they will send you back an electronic version of it. So you'll have a barcode, and the 2D barcode will be scannable. So you turn up and you just face that 2D barcode to a reader.
There's plenty of third-party apps that do that now, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
So Gareth was just grabbing me, showing me that this is that individual stores like Starbucks have these in place at the moment. So I can have an app for Starbucks which has a QRS code, which shows my account or Gareth's account as I'm trying to read. And this app basically pulls those together, so you have one app that contains all of your travel documents, all of your order documents, etc.
Interesting point from the chat room here. They're saying, is there anything else that goes along with the security? What if you lose your phone? No, because you should surely, I mean, if there's a delay between you realising that you've lost your phone, somebody has already done something with the stuff that you've paid for. So there ought to be a passcode that goes in before this works. But you're saying, Gareth, it opens instantly with the flick of a switch or... Yeah, I mean, great point from the chat room there. There's got to be an added level of security to this rather than it's an app that you just open.
Well, agree if it comes up on the lock screen as well, because the example they're just pulling up is if you go near your favourite Starbucks, it comes up saying there's a Starbucks nearby. If you're flying and your gate changes, then it will come up and say your gate has changed and here's your updated boarding pass.
Dude, I've had airlines send me to the wrong gate. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, it's all Steve's fault.
Sorry, mate. Why are you trying to do my job?
No, it's fine. I'm just saying, I really don't believe that that's viable.
What about accessibility? Hey, accessibility next.
I think the greatest accessibility to iOS 6 would to bring the price of the products down a bit.
Mr.
But that's the point,
Mr. Fox.
Thank you, our resident grumpy old man.
Yeah. Oh, wait there. Guided access. You can circle controls with your finger that you don't want. Then we'll figure out and block these from the kids' touches. You can also disable the home button so the child doesn't leave the app. I'm excited here as a dad. It's a really single app mode. Yeah, sorry, there's a question. Question.
We want to do a poll as to whether people think the one more thing will be iPhone 5 or if it's going to not happen.
Okay, who thinks there will be an iPhone 5 one more thing announcement?
No.
Hands up. No, sorry. Say yes if you do. Say no if you don't. Big no. No. Oh.
iMac.
Apple TV's not been mentioned at all. Maps. Oh. Apple TV's not been mentioned. New maps. Okay, we're waiting for the maps to get updated with some news on the maps. I'm the map.
Chat room's hopeful. I mean, for an hour and a half keynote, you do realise we're 9 minutes over already. So this isn't an hour and a half.
No, there's no Apple TV mention. It does look like it, but it's a map. What do you want it to look like? Oh, your screen is...
That looks like the coastline of South America.
New maps in iOS 6. We were excited about maps, weren't we? Who was excited about maps? Yeah. Lots of hands going up. Even the teenager. Was that the teenager's hands at the back? Yay! Google Maps. Goodbye, Google Maps. Oh, wait there. Let's talk to somebody about that.
Thanks.
Where is he?
I'm coming. Mad Welsh cat lady in the chat room is very happy. She's a teacher of engineering, and she says she thinks that the keeping students from exiting test apps will be very useful because it'll stop the little from playing Angry Birds.
I've just found a random person to talk about the Google Maps now not being part of the iOS 6. Hello, how do you feel?
Well, let's hope there'll be a new Google Maps app with all of the Google Maps.
He's here just to plug the apps. He's plugging the app, just like they did last week. He's hijacked like your event to plug the apps.
And latitude and all of these suggestions. 3D maps. Just like on Android.
So the new app's got traffic view.
So they're talking about crowdsource, real-time information going back in for incidents and so on with traffic. So if someone...
Turn-by-turn navigation. Out,
what you've got now is every iOS device is going to be sending back information about its geolocation and speed, and that's going to generate your traffic report then potentially.
This is what the updated TomToms have been doing for years. So, yes.
But this is, including with my Google hat on, this is all stuff that Google have had, isn't it? Isn't this all stuff that, on Android phones, is this how Android phone works on travel? On travel?
No, the Android one had turn by turn. The iPhone had travel, but you couldn't look at it while you were driving.
There's turn by turn taking place now
as well. It also integrates with Siri. There is a faster route available. So is this looking at all the iPhones in the world and telling me, based on those iPhones and how fast they're moving, what the traffic is like? That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a good point from Alex here.
Yeah.
Now that with the fact that it's Siri integration, how likely are we to see this as opposed to it being US only?
But, okay.
I want a gas station close to me, it says. Siri just gives you the options of where they are and gives them a star rating based on people's crowdsourced information.
Can you tell me if that's a new iPhone on that screen?
It does look rather long, doesn't it?
Long.
That's a good point. That screen did look rather long. It also works with iPad, 3D models of cities around the world. We're really sticking it to Google here.
We've been building up 3D maps. Who's excited by 3D maps?
I just want to ask a question. Has Google's application been accepted in the iOS store yet?
Does anyone know if the Google apps don't know?
Because if this is iOS 6 functionality, you're duplicating functionality, which is a reason to check you out.
That's a good point.
This is the point I was going to make, Steve. They've called it flyover, but all these 3D maps, to me, unless you know the view whilst flying a plane, I don't think it's going to be that useful for day-to-day
use. I think it's absolutely useless.
Yes, thank you.
Unless you're Superman and you need to understand your route and your 3D flying through the air.
But surely you'd rather do that with Google Glasses on than holding an iPhone.
Yeah, I would, yeah. It's just like the Wii remote, great for the first 6 months and then you never take it out again. Exactly. Extremely fast performance on the iPad. Do we know that's iPad 3 only, or is it... Okay. The 3D Maps is very much like the 3D view in Google. They've got to do something which is better than Google, haven't they? Because they want to raise the competition. Wait there. Just scroll down. Whoever's on this right one. Los Angeles. Is that all US? No, it's Copenhagen, Denmark. So this looks worldwide maps at the moment, but we just don't know if it's Siri integrated worldwide maps.
Or turn by turn.
That's London. No, it isn't. Sorry. Got excited then.
Chatroom wants to know if the guy on the camera can take a sedative.
Can I No, Chris has been doing an amazing job all night.
He has.
To be honest.
No, he has, absolutely.
He has. Haven't you, Chris?
You were going to come in for a bit of stick, mate. You know you were.
It's a bad camera.
He's not. To be fair,
you're
to Chris,
blaming the MacBook Air for being a bad camera.
I need to explain to the chat room. To be fair to Chris, Chris is holding this up and pointing it in the rough direction. He has no clue what he's actually seeing.
Yeah.
Because instead of using something like an iPad where we can do a reverse view, this is
it's hard.
So.
I'm going to demonstrate how hard it is by trying to do it.
Facebook's
well.
Share price has not altered in the last 20
it's
minutes.
Not.
So.
Don't drop the MacBook. Don't drop that. No, I've not dropped it. So that's the panel.
It's me.
Is it insured? Is it? No, it isn't. All right. Can I just have a wave and a hello to the people watching us online? Can you see them? Am I holding the camera still enough? Can chat books? Can
ha, 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 ha.
Chat room say yes or no if you can see them?
Hang on, I can see them. Now we can see you. It's delayed. Don't forget. So it's pretty badly delayed. It's not real time.
Oh, we got
is
lots
it?
Of hellos.
All right.
You got chat room hellos. So you're.
Oh,
right.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello, chat room.
Is he shooting blind?
No, I am shooting blind.
No question.
I'm shooting raw and I'm shooting blind. That's Gareth and his lovely wife who we've been talking about all night.
Mad Welsh Cat Lady says that you have a tidy butt.
Who does?
Mad Welsh Cat Lady.
Who?
Mad Welsh Cat Lady in the chat room says you have a tidy butt.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. There's
she
Chris.
She is a Mad Welsh Cat Lady. Wow.
Is,
I wouldn't read
that MacBook Air, when you hold it at height, is heavy.
Great job, Chris. Round of applause for Chris, please.
Well done, Chris.
It's heavily debated.
How's the art?
Video.
How's the Paul? I'll just borrow that. Ooh, how's the artwork going, Paul? Can we put it up on the screen after the end of the keynote? Paul is the artist. Paul's an amazing artist on the iPad. Does amazing paintings on the iPad. And Paul's been painting us tonight. And can we put your picture of us on the screen at the end of the keynote?
Scott Forsell has just explained turn by turn by showing a picture of a blue line that is turned and then turned. Hence turn by turn, exactly. They're really trying hard to put it up Google, aren't they?
So we've heard rumours. Sorry, just down a bit, please. So, okay, back to the keynote. We've heard rumours here today that there's a collaboration with TomTom. But no evidence of that yet. It certainly doesn't look that any existing GPS software we've used before, and that it is turn by turn. So, Game Center challenges, teenagers, or the one teenager that like Game Center. Improve privacy controls. Features for China. Woohoo! App in Safari results, manual location, voiceover improvements, personal directionary in iCloud.
Do they mean features for China or features for
custom China? Vibrations? What does that mean, Chris?
It was just above. Scroll down a bit. Scroll down. Scroll down, up even. Custom vibrations for alerts.
Are you excited by custom vibrations?
I'm always excited by those.
There we go. There we go.
I thought we already had those.
We've also added lost mode to find my iPhone. Or. And what countries are they?
What's that? Say?
What?
I can't read them either.
Baidu, Sina Weibo, Tudao, Yoku.
Improved text input and dictionary. Well done.
I've just had a look on the screen there. The all the pictures that were shown of the map stuff, the ratio on the screen is way out.
Is what?
Is way out from the current standard screen.
It does
it's
look longer, doesn't it?
Significantly longer.
Oh, there's going to be a new iPhone. I've got.
Well, I don't suggest that. But what I'm suggesting is, I think that the screen change ratio is a goer. Because the screen that they're showing doesn't look to be a standard ratio.
Is that not just our projector?
No. It's I'm looking at the feed directly here on Verge, and it, unless they've squished the image.
Ewan, is that button red? Because if it is, could that there be...
I think that's the top of someone's head.
I was just wondering, is that...
I don't think there's going to be a phone this afternoon, but I don't think the ratio on that screen is right.
This man thinks there's going to be a new iPhone. Oh, they're pointing at each other now. I think there'll be...
Steve, if he wants to talk, give him the mic.
Oh, sorry.
I'm the only one in the room who thinks an iPhone 5 is going to happen.
Is it me and you, baby?
Well, I think the thing is that the good point about the iPhone 5 was that a lot of those shots that you saw last week of the fake, whether it's fake or not, I don't know, but they were very convincing.
Swipe it, cancel it. iOS 6 will ship this fall. They would not ship this fall if there's a new iPhone today.
No, they wouldn't.
Support iPhone 3GS and later third-gen iPad. Second-gen iPad, sorry, corrected by Martin, thank you. And available for developers today. It will ship this fall.
Tim Cook's back on stage. They're wrapping it
up. We'll support 3GS and later 2-gen iPad. And later 2-gen iPad. And that's iOS 6.
Tim Cook says, so what do you think? And there are big cheers.
No Apple TV announcement at all.
Well, it's not finished yet, but they're 10 minutes shy of 2 hours.
Do you think there'll be one more thing for Apple TV?
No. Not in 10 minutes.
A few hands up. Who says yes?
I haven't had Nora Jones on yet.
Oh. Nora Jones.
That's the only reason I'm here.
Super Chicken in the chat room is really pissed off because he's in Australia and he says, we've only just had autumn here. I've got a whole year to wait, you reckon?
Tim is summing up MOS, sorry, Mountain Lion, new MacBook Pro, Mountain Lion, iOS 6, 200 new features in iOS 6, the world's most advanced mobile OS. Well, it doesn't matter if it's true. That's what
Gordy in the chat room says he doesn't care. He just wants something to download tonight.
Hi. Hi, Georgina.
There is not a lot happening on stage at the moment. There's not a lot happening on the updates, on the tweets. If that's the end of it, who's happy, who's upset? Give us a boo or a cheer, happy or upset. Oh, blimey, that's definitely 50-50.
Only Apple. Oh, wait there, put that speech down. There's another video. I'll do the speech. Only Apple could make such amazing hardware, software and services. We are so proud of these products. They are perfect examples of what Apple does best. Ultimately, it's why people come to Apple and with Apple, work at Apple and with Apple. To create products and empower people to make a difference. The products we make combined with the apps that you create and fundamentally change the world. And that's it.
We're off.
Right.
Disappointing.
We have one more thing. That's the end of the keynote, but we
Chat room is definitely on the negative here. Some are saying it's a Marmite sandwich. Others are saying definite booze. Not enough. Bit thin.
Well, if they were here, they could join on one more thing.
Well, they can't. They're on the chat room. But, I mean, it's interesting there's a mixed response here as well, and it's the chat room is saying negatives, mostly, overall. They expected more. I'm not saying that they expected new iPhone 5s, but they expected more than an addition to the MacBook Pro line. They thought that the Mac Pro at least would be updated, which it hasn't been, other than the Ivy Bridge processors.
Let's see about the MacBook Pro. The Mac Pro, that might be a offline post-announcement update.
Well, no, the current MacBook Pro line is going to get Ivy Bridge, but that's it. There's no other changes, really. So there's in terms of hardware, they're talking about a new piece of hardware's come out. they've got the ooh factor from it because it's got a really thin screen. But actually, in terms of performance, it's not doing an awful lot more than the top-end MacBook Pro is. They've changed the form factor a very fractional amount. There's not a lot of substance to this.
I think there is. I like iOS 6.
Siri coming to a lot of other platforms. New iPad, fair enough.
Full Siri integration into maps, travel. That's big stuff.
Great. I agree. I think that's fantastic. But I'm not sure that... I mean, I think they've let themselves down on the hardware front, definitely. Just with one MacBook Pro that's just got a slightly thinner screen.
But the thing is, you can't update more than one hardware thing at a time because people can only afford one.
I don't think they've adequately updated the one that they've got.
Okay. Can I just get a take in the room? Who thinks... good keynote? Good announcements? Let's hear a yes if it's a yes.
Let's hear some positive, negative comments. Has anyone got a positive comment to make on it that's weighed by a negative comment, or is anyone feeling just negative comment?
Someone give me a positive comment.
Progressive improvements on some of the MacBook Pros. You're not going to get massive, radical changes at this stage. Again, further progressions on Mountain Lion, iOS 5, and as they learned from before, if you remember when Apple tried to do too much at one time, it all went wrong. So it's better to do small stage improvements all the time than trying to wow everything in one hit.
I'd agree with that, because you get more of the media as well if it's constant updates that people are putting in. What do you think tonight?
Yeah, not happy. No new iMac, no new iDisplay, not happy.
Oh, not happy here.
Good man, good man.
You, sir? No MacBook Pro? We spoke earlier at the beginning, and you wanted a Mac Pro.
Yeah, that's awful, really. There's no support for professionals using Mac. The original Macs that we've supported for years and years, it's been 2.5 years since we've released the Mac Pro. I need that machine today. I need it for a job in 2 weeks' time. I'm not going to buy a two-year-old Mac because that's my only option. Get a 12-core Mac, not running Ivy Bridge. That's rubbish. There's no support for professionals. And that 15-inch Mac Pro, the resolution's fantastic, but this writing's so small, it's ridiculous. I couldn't run music software on that.
To be fair on the writing size, though, when you look at the iPad, the kerning does get so much better. The
MacBook Pro, I've got a 17-inch MacBook Pro. Yeah. You run Logic Pro on that.
No.
It's really tiny. I get so many people
asking. Well, no, what I'm saying is that if you go for the resolution, the higher resolution screen, you'll get an improvement in the visibility of the fonts as well as
that. I understand that, but still the icons are going to be even smaller. People complain about the 17-inch now.
I think I definitely agree that they're left. They're another keynote where they've left the Pro out, definitely.
The Pro is devastating for me. That's awful. The professionals are being left off. They're moving into the consumer market. It's just awful.
Someone else is grabbing me here.
Don't you guys think you should wait till the store comes up because they've had so much announcing in 2 hours? Have they even had time to even announce new MacBook Pros? Mac Pros, they might even come out on the store just as a silent update.
Yep, I'll be with you on that.
A Mac Pro, a modern Mac Pro with an Ivy Bridge processor would be the fastest computer out there. A 12-core.
Well, it's quite right to say that
so
because
why not buy that processor?
Well, I think this is an interesting point. You know, is what we've seen tonight keynote worthy? Is it worth stopping the world to come and watch me for 2 hours from 6 o'clock on a Monday night? But certainly, there's no point in having a line in that keynote which is about just sticking a new processor in an old form factor. So that could still happen.
Just another comment from the back. Did you enjoy tonight? Were you happy or sad?
I was pretty happy. I didn't have any really large expectations or anything, so I was very surprised. Everything was really impressive, I guess I'd say. Since I didn't went in without expectations, I was impressed.
And this is the guy I was asking earlier for the three things from iOS 6. We didn't get to the three things, but are you happy or sad?
I'm pretty happy. It's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
Excellent. How about you?
No, I'm happy.
I know you're always happy.
Not always, but I'm happy that iOS 6 is going to go on 4, and I haven't got a 3DS, but if I had a 3DS, I'd be really pleased that 6 goes on that.
That's a good point. There is good. They're not just putting it out on the latest hardware and just ignoring everyone else. They are putting the iOS 6 on the 3GS,
well,
which is a
two-year
phone now, isn't it? Two and a half.
Siri's only coming on the iPad 3. It's not going to. Siri's not going to come on iPhone 4.
iPad 2 will.
According to the thing, it said the new iPad only. She's 3.
What's interesting is that iOS 6 is coming on iPad 2, 3, and the iPhone 3GS, but not the iPad 1.
There'll be functionality hobbling as well as, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, that Gareth has been actually given permission to buy a MacBook Pro? He's spoken to Apple just now.
And bought one.
Unfortunately, they're not available till the morning. Is that right, Gareth?
They told me they won't know... they won't be able to sell me one until tomorrow morning. That was White City, so I assume it's similar across.
You are the best wife, aren't you?
Yeah.
You went into the toilet to do it as well.
Brilliant.
I mean, an interesting point here in the chat room. Some people are saying that was a keynote for developers. Nothing else but developers really sanctioned there or thought about. But I don't think you saw anything there, Gareth, that you were surprised by.
No,
shaking his head. So, no, he's... So? You didn't see anything in that keynote that surprised you at all?
The one thing that did surprise me was they didn't refresh the Mac Pro. From a hardware aspect, that was one thing I was absolutely expecting. Also, the Apple TV, I really thought they could have driven that home by putting apps on it. It would have made it a really solid product, but they didn't do it, so we'll see.
I think the Apple TV was conspicuous by its absence.
Or at least an SDK for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. And the final comment in the chat room is, I can't read out the name of the person, unfortunately, but Ye Olde is the start of his name. And he says, the only positive I've got from tonight's keynote was that my overdraft is safe for a while longer. Says it all.
Anyone with an iPhone, can you just take a photo where you are at the moment of this event and then email it to our Elmug address, please? Because we always do these, we never get photos. The Elmug address is... Andy! No, take the photos, please. If you've got an iOS device... All video, please, be brilliant. Take it of whatever's going on. And that's great. I can see lots of people with phones. Right, nick 'em.
Alex, you got some points you wanted to raise.
No,
I think it might be coming to the point where Apple are going to have to divide between the consumers and the professionals. Because as a professional user, they've done nothing for me for ages. Now, as a photographer, I have to use a 17-inch MacBook Pro. They've done nothing for me. I need a new iMac. They've done nothing for me. And as for the Mac Pro, forget about it. So what they've basically done, they've moved into the consumer, forgotten about professionals yet again. And just leaving us behind. I think they're forgetting where they are. All they need to do is have two conferences. One consumer, one professional, then everyone's happy. Because I don't mind if they do one upgrade every 2 years to their professional equipment, but we're not getting anything because they're throwing all their attention into the consumer equipment.
Show them the love.
Okay, cool. Right. Let's close with a raffle. Where's Gareth's lovely wife? Come forward. Come forward. Round of applause, please. Okay, and pick one lucky person. Not Gareth. Have you got tickets, Gareth?
I brought them. All right, the winning number is 14. Woo! 1-4.
14-1-4.
Lucky number 40.
Yay! The guy who was here first. 14. 1-4. I was confused there. Have you got one?
Thank you very much.
Have you got your ticket there?
That's awesome.
Brilliant. Excellent. If Gareth's going to take our photo, if you just hand that photo over, or hand the prize. I just want to say thank you very much for the British Tech Network for coming down and hosting tonight and helping us do all the audio and recording it. Thank you to everyone who's helped arrange tonight, and thank you all for coming, because without you lot, we wouldn't have anyone to talk to, and we talk to ourselves in a rather boring way. And London Mac User Group, meet here every second Monday We do this keynote event because we love doing it on the big keynote events. Come free to come again. Thank you very much for all coming along tonight. And I think that's it. I'll just hand over to Paul, who's just to say thank you and close.
Okay, thank you, everyone. And just to echo what Steve said, please feel free to come along the second Monday of any month. We normally start at 7 p.m., but obviously our time is controlled by Apple tonight. Yes, thank you to the whole committee, everyone who's organised it, to all those who have come along and chipped in and helped out along the way, and for everyone who's cheered at any point along the way.
Thanks all. We'll stick around for a bit for a drink and meet you all and have a chat. So come say hello. Thank you.